Good afternoon. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane. And if you are looking for a job, you know, or you know someone that's looking for a job, you want to pay attention to this. With me from Love Inc. in Greenfield, Indiana, we have Brooke Van Velsey. Is that correct?
Van Vels.
Van Vels. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today, Brooke?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. So tell us, what do you do at Love Inc.?
I am the Transformational Ministry Coordinator at Love Inc. So some of the big things I do is organize the job fair, the Hearts of Hope program, where we match a participant with a mentor to help get their finances on track, and also some cooking workshops where we teach people how to better utilize their TANF or food stamps, you know, live healthier, cook healthier, things like that.
So give me some healthy cooking tips.
Healthy cooking tips. Canned vegetables are just as healthy as fresh produce. Just
rinse them off. I thought you were going to say they were worse. I thought she's going to say those are bad for you. So they're just as healthy.
They are just as healthy for yourself and for your kids.
I did not know that.
Rinse them off and there you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What else could you tell us?
Oh, goodness. The things can be made with just a few ingredients and still be healthy. Read your labels. A lot of times whole grains can have very little in them, or all labels for that matter can have very little in them to say that they're organic or say that they're gluten-free. It can be a very small amount, but the package can still say that. So whole grain, if you truly want whole grain needs to be one of your first ingredients.
Really?
Especially in your breads and pastas. Mm-hmm.
That's so sad that they're allowed to be misleading like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, it's just, you know, it's something you're putting in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they right. should have to be 100% up and honest, in my opinion.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But read your labels.
Yes, read your labels.
Yeah, I'm a big person. I'm looking, oh, it's all grain. You know, then, well, so it should say be one of the first ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So let's talk about the hiring career fair
yes.
that you have going on.
So this is my first year to organize the job fair for Hancock County, but it's actually the fourth year that Love Inc. has hosted a job fair. There is at least 20 employers in 3 different colleges coming this year.
Wonderful.
It's going to be at Park Chapel. 1176 East McKenzie Road there in Greenfield. It's free to employers. Tables and chairs are provided. Just bring applications, information about your company, and set up as anytime after 2 on the day of the event.
What day is it?
Let's see, June 11th from 3 to 6.
June 11th from 3 to 6. And can you tell us again where it is one more time?
Park Chapel Christian Church.
Park Chapel. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, do you know some of the employers that may be coming?
I do. We have all of the major staffing agencies from Greenfield coming. We have a lot of home health care, senior care companies coming. Hancock Regional is going to be there. We also have some companies coming that work with adults and children with developmental disabilities. We do have some new businesses that are getting ready to open in Greenfield, like Bell Tire is getting ready to open, so they are coming. We have the Department of Criminal Justice coming. And let's see what else. Culver's is going to be there.
Okay.
Indiana Mentor is going to be there. And we also have someone setting up a table that's going to be talking about the 2020 U.S. Census and how people can be a part of that for a job.
Wonderful. What is the Department of Criminal Justice? Is that courts?
I believe that's going to be hiring for, like, the prisons.
Oh, okay.
Like Pendleton, things like that. You know, the security guards, jailers, things. So that's them. A lot of new ones this year that haven't been in the past. We have some cleaning companies coming. We have Leo's that's getting ready to open in Greenfield. It's going to be a gas station / eat-in type of convenience store, all in one.
All right.
So they are going to be there. Yep. So, yes. Several different options. The colleges that we have coming are PJ's. So if you're, you know, getting ready to graduate from PJ's Beauty College, You know, this would be, I'm going to try to get some hair salons that are hiring in Greenfield to
wonderful.
Come as well.
Wonderful.
And then Ivy Tech and Anderson, just so if there's adults coming that maybe want to find a different career path, currently working, but, you know, get some information on colleges, then that's there for them. So trying to get a just variety for everyone involved.
And for applicants, give them some tips what they should do.
Yes.
Be prepared.
Bring your resume, definitely. Dress nice.
Yeah, dress
and,
for success.
Yes, dress for success and be prepared to be interviewed on the spot.
Like dressing successful means a nice shirt, maybe a tie if you're a guy. You know, we used to do hiring, my husband and I, and it used to be, like it said, dress professional. Mm-hmm. And people would come with wadded up t-shirts and, you know, or if you're wearing a white shirt, you don't want to wear a red t-shirt underneath it, you know, that says Superman. I mean, just like common sense. It's like crazy. Like how to teach people that they how to dress professional.
Right.
You know, like you want to look in the mirror, look sharp, feel sharp.
Yes.
Have your resume.
Yep.
Come with a pen or a pen, you know, to fill out the application.
Exactly.
Isn't that crazy? Like the things you got to tell people. Oh, I sound terrible, don't I? But I just for all the listeners trying to give them some tips. Of how to come, you know, think positive.
Because all these employers are hiring and they're ready to go.
Don't talk nasty about the place you worked at before. So there you go. Little tip for everyone coming out.
Yes.
Sounds like common sense, but just because I did it for so long, you'd be shocked at how many people, you know, we used to do it. We actually had to set aside a day just to teach people.
Right.
Adults, college educated sometimes about how you go in and how you act on an interview.
Right.
It was crazy.
Right.
Like, because you think it's, at least I thought it was common sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, or having a pen when you go in for an interview. It's amazing to me how many people that hire will be like, they brought their own pen, so they're hired, because so many people don't.
Right.
I used to mess with them, though. See, I was bad when I did it. I would like have this, like, if I found a pen that was like, you know, 2 foot long or something, all right? Or I'd put a big flower on the end of it. And these guys would get upset because they'd be like, do you have a pen? Oh, of course I do. And I'd give them the pen and just look at them, you know. And they'd be waiting. And some of them, they'd get all mad. Well, you have another one? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, well, that's unprofessional. And I'm like, well, maybe it's unprofessional you coming in for an interview not having a pen. I'm not sure who's worse. They just look at me.
Right.
Am I terrible? See, I don't know. So anyways, again, give us the date, the location, and the times.
Yes. So June 11th, 3 to 6 p.m., Park Chapel Christian Church, 1176 McKenzie Road there in Greenfield.
All right.
Yep.
All right. I'm excited for everyone to come.
Yes. And if you have any questions, Love Inc., 317-462-6300.
All right. Brooke with Love Inc., thanks for taking a trip with Penny Lane.
Thank you.